We're looking at financial stressors of nursing homes here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're learning that hundreds of skilled nursing facilities in Wisconsin are in crisis due to a shortage of workers and a low Medicaid reimbursement rate. Nearly 1.4 million people are cared for in skilled nursing facilities in the U.S., and when homes are short-staffed and nurses and aides scramble to deliver meals and get bedbound residents to the bathroom and answer calls for pain meds, that has an impact. Do you have a friend or relative who is in a nursing home that closed? What happened and where did they go when it closed? Or maybe they're in a facility where there isn't enough staff to provide adequate care for a loved one. Tell us about what you see at 800-642-1234. John Vandermeer is CEO for the Wisconsin Healthcare Association and the Wisconsin Center for Assisted Living. John, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
So skilled nursing facilities have been closing across the state for reasons we'll get into in just a moment. But first, can you tell us how many we've seen lost in the past few years?
So over the last several years, since the beginning of 2016, about 29 facilities have closed. And I think that what has accelerated the situation this year is that 9 facilities have already announced their closure or have closed. And I think that it's a complicated situation when you're trying to maintain staffing in a building of a significant percentage, about 70% of your reimbursement is determined by Medicaid rates. So we end up losing about $70 per resident day on every Medicaid resident that we serve. So it's a challenge sort of making ends meet for a facility.
How does Wisconsin's Medicaid reimbursement system stack up across the country?
So our state association is a part of a federated model, and the American Healthcare Association has been conducting a study on Medicaid losses around the country. And unfortunately, while we provide great care, and I'm proud of the care that our facilities provide around the state of Wisconsin, our costs are not reimbursed by our revenue. And we have in the last 5 years, we've had the top five worst Medicaid reimbursement systems in the country, and in the last 10 years, we've been in the top 10 worst. Currently, we're at number 2, which means we have the second highest losses of any states that participate in this study.
And this study came out of the American Healthcare Association?
Correct.
What happens to patients when those facilities close?
So there is a very specifically outlined legal process through which residents are notified and transferred to other facilities. A significant percentage, a lot of our residents, they can't be transferred to their homes. They can't be transferred to communities. They don't have a loved one to take care of them. So they need to be transferred to another facility that's able to provide that great care and service to that individual resident.
And that also means a lot of emotional bonds lost. They have
right.
fellow residents who they have become friends and probably very deeply, who they're, you know, down the hall in their whole community is perhaps shattered.
Right. Yeah. I think that that's a very important point, Kate. What we deal with these individual residents is this is their home. When they're transferred out of their home, bonds are lost, bonds are broken, connections with other residents, their connection to their community. You know, when a facility closes, chances are they have the ability to be closer to their families because that facility is located in a community where their family is. So they might have their family members have to travel further in order to visit them. But when the facility actually closes, that resident is transferred to another facility. And while it may be a very good facility, there's something called relocation syndrome. And in that sort of dynamic, a significant amount of residents actually end up going downhill and dying because they've lost their connection to what they know. They've lost their connection to the place that they've been for as long as they have.
We're talking about nursing homes and what's led to the closure of more than two dozen skilled nursing facilities over the past few years in Wisconsin. John Vandermeer is president and CEO for the Wisconsin Healthcare Association and the Wisconsin Center for Assisted Living. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a caregiver? What issues do you see that are in dire need of improving? Have you considered a career in caregiving but changed course when you learned about the pay? And what did you end up doing instead? Call in, email ideas at WPR.org. John, a report last year compiled by industry organizations, including your own, showed that there were about 16,500 unfilled caregiver jobs across some 400 nursing homes in Wisconsin. Why is that happening?
So there are a variety of reasons why this is happening. And it's important to note that that report, which several different organizations participated in, talked about not only vacant nursing home positions, but also assisted living facility positions. So this distinction between nursing homes and assisted living is important. Nursing homes are 24/7, 365 care, and assisted living facilities through community-based residential facilities, residential care apartment complexes, and adult family homes provide a different level of care to a variety of populations, including the intellectually and developmentally disabled, as well as frail elder seniors. But I think that really what we're looking at is a connection of two principal issues that are facing long-term care facilities. One is the Medicaid reimbursement. In assisted living facilities, that's family care. That's the state's home and community-based waiver program. A lot of assisted living facilities are facing drastic cuts by family care MCOs, the managed care entities that manage care for the state's assisted living programs. And then in Medicaid fee-for-service, we've been talking about the chronic underfunding of the state's Medicaid program and the reimbursement available to providers. So I think that the connection between Medicaid reimbursement and the workforce is critical. I think that the other thing is we have an aging population between 2010 and 2040. The state's over 85 population will explode 140%. So we're dealing with that. We're dealing with changing demographics from the standpoint of replacing the workers that are currently in positions. So we're trying to develop public-private partnerships with the state. I was proud to be a part of a group with the state of Wisconsin that launched the WIS Caregiver Career Program, which aims to recruit, train, test, and retain 3,000 new CNAs to the profession. And I think that program has had tremendous success.
But are the CNAs getting paid a living wage?
So I think that what we are dealing with is the facilities cannot pay competitive wages compared to convenience stores, big box retailers and gas stations if they're not in a position to receive the reimbursement on the front end. So 70% of our reimbursement is determined by Medicaid in nursing homes, and nearly 80% of our costs are determined by labor. So if we're not in a position to cover our costs from the Medicaid perspective, we can't be in a position to advance wages. And that's really what we hope to do with some of the proposals that we're advancing to the Wisconsin State Legislature and Governor Evers.
Let's go to Dan now, joining us from Drummond. Hi, Dan.
Hello. Well, and first, I'd like to say I was a volunteer at nursing homes and assisted living for over 40 years as a musician. And I want to say that one of the biggest problems is that most of these nursing homes prefer to have their workers work part-time because, number one, they don't have to pay insurance, health insurance, or a lot of the other extras that would go along if they were working full-time.
Is there anything to that, John? Is this happening, part-time positions?
I think that a lot of nursing facilities and assisted living facilities would love to have the availability of full-time labor. I think that the availability of frontline caregivers has been extremely limited. So it's limited the ability of facilities to recruit people in these frontline caregiving positions in any time configuration. I would say to Dan, though, thanks for his work as a volunteer in a nursing home, as a musician. I think that that is tremendously enriching to the residents' lives in our facilities across the state of Wisconsin. We depend on community volunteers like him.
Are there lots of volunteers in nursing homes?
There are a lot of community volunteers in facilities. There are great activities coordinators in our facilities that depend on local communities to bring forward volunteers to enrich the lives of our residents.
We're talking about what is putting the squeeze on nursing homes and why some are closing in Wisconsin. John Vandermeer is our guide. He is president of the Wisconsin Healthcare Association and the Wisconsin Center for Assisted Living. In the next dozen years, the number of Wisconsin residents aged 65 and older is projected to be about 1.5 million. Are you one of them? Have you been looking for a long-term care facility for a loved one? What has that process been like? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email your thoughts to ideas@wpr.org. We'll be back in a minute to continue this conversation on the Ideas Network. We're looking at the forces putting a squeeze on the skilled nursing and assisted living industry here in Wisconsin. It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In Wisconsin, about 90,000 residents live in long-term and residential care facilities, which is a 23% increase in the past 15 years. And we're looking at the costs of providing care and how these facilities are managing their bottom line. Do you live in an area where there aren't enough or any skilled nursing facilities? Did you have to move to be near a parent or a loved one who needed nursing home care? Tell us about that experience. Are you a caregiver here in Wisconsin? What issues do you see here that are in need of improving? We're at 800-642-1234. John Vandermeer is our guide. He is president of the Wisconsin Healthcare Association and the Wisconsin Center for Assisted Living. Let's take another call now. Let's go to Christy, who is joining us from Central Wisconsin. Hi, Christy. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just calling to just make a comment about being a nursing assistant in a nursing home. I mean, I was a nursing assistant for 25-plus years. It's a very rewarding job, I have to say, that you can have the power to make someone's day better. I'm sorry, I get a little bit emotional. But it's not a job you can do forever. It's so physically and mentally and emotionally demanding, and you don't get treated by management or nurses, RNs, LPNs, like you're a vital part of the team. You are the person there to get a person out of bed, take them to the bathroom, clean them up when they're needed to be cleaned up. But you're just not there to be an important part of a person's day. So it's very hard.
Christy, yeah, thank you so much for sharing your story. And I want to give John your ability to reach back out there to Christy and what she's saying.
Yeah. Well, Christy, you're important to me, and the thousands of CNAs across the state of Wisconsin are important to me and important to the profession of long-term care. I think it's just important to note that everything that Christy said about the hard work associated with being a frontline caregiver is absolutely true. Wisconsin's long-term caregivers really need to be valued for the important work that they do every day. Every day of the year, Wisconsin's hardworking men and women provide essential care and services to the thousands of our most vulnerable citizens, the frail elderly and the disabled in our nursing homes and assisted living facilities. The work that they do profoundly impacts the people they serve, and they rely, and those individual residents rely on that life-sustaining care. And so, I mean, I just say again that the work that Christy does and the work that thousands of CNAs across the state of Wisconsin do in our facilities matter immensely, and we need more of them because it is very hard work, and people don't necessarily... as Christy mentioned, don't necessarily stay in the profession for a long period of time as much as we'd love to have our great caregivers stay in the profession as long as they can.
The Wisconsin Healthcare Association and the Wisconsin Center for Assisted Living and Leading Age Wisconsin are all asking state lawmakers to invest $83 million in the next two-year budget. How would you want to see this money spent?
So I think that there are a variety of components to our proposal, and we are working very closely with Leading Age Wisconsin on this. There's a specific way in which facilities that participate in the Medicaid program for nursing facilities end up having to submit very detailed cost reports. And the nursing home payment methodology is probably too complicated to talk about in this segment, but I what I would say is there are very detailed costs, cost centers that have to be reported on for a facility to be able to receive reimbursement. One of them is direct care. So direct care includes RNs, LPNs, CNAs, the kind of critical care and service that individual residents really need. We're asking for that care to be reimbursed at the median of overall costs for direct care across all facilities in the state. So there's some connection to the cost that our facilities incur. The support services is another critical area that includes administration. It includes dietary, housekeeping, laundry, utilities, different components that are central to keeping the facility operating. We're asking for a fixed increase in terms of our costs of $5 per resident day. We're also asking for an increase of $5 per resident day in direct care other, which includes some medical supply costs, the cost of a medical director, those kinds of issues. So these are very specific and designed proposals that would go toward the costs that a facility sustains as a result of participating in the Medicaid program. One of the other components that I just want to talk about very briefly is the issue of the sort of inadequacies of the Medicaid payment formula. We, for nursing homes, we have had the number of patient days actually go down. We're in a period of time where the people who are turning toward the age of requiring long-term care, they were born in the later years of the Depression and during World War II. And that's a time when there weren't a lot of people having kids. And in 1946, the baby boom took off and a lot of people, you know, had kids. And the demographic table sort of shot off like a rocket ship. Well, that's part of the reason why the occupancy rates have gone down in recent years. And so what we've been dealing with in the Medicaid payment formula is because the number of patient days have gone down, our reimbursement has gone down, and we have been in a situation where there's been money allocated to nursing homes, but it hasn't actually been spent on nursing homes, and that money gets lapsed back into the Medicaid program. So over the last six biennial budgets, more than $300 million has been allocated but not actually spent on the nursing facilities themselves. So we're asking for the money that's appropriated in the state budget for nursing homes because of this workforce crisis and because of our Medicaid reimbursement system to actually be spent on nursing homes.
Do you anticipate more closures in the near future, or is it relatively stable right now for these facilities?
I'm always hopeful that there aren't more closures because this is can be devastating for communities. There can be significant losses of jobs. The residents' lives are affected because of these transfers. Jobs are lost. The tax base is affected. I mean, there are a lot of economic multiplier implications for this. But I think that a lot of facilities are very concerned for the future. And in this dynamic where, again, we lose more than $70 per resident day for every Medicaid resident that we serve, it's a tremendous challenge. And I'm hopeful that by us working together with Governor Evers and members of both parties, we can address this critical situation.
And is it critical in both rural and urban areas, very quickly?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that there's a lot of competition for labor in urban areas. And in rural areas, there isn't the population base. So 1 in 5 caregiving positions can affect rural and urban areas.
And so you can have the same different stresses, but have the same outcome on that bottom line.
That's exactly right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, John.
Thanks for having me.
John Vandermeer is president and CEO for the Wisconsin Healthcare Association and the Wisconsin Center for Assisted Living. We've been talking about how Wisconsin nursing homes are facing funding shortfalls and a shortage of workers. You're listening to this conversation on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Ideas Network.